Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for being connected with eBay customer support. How are we doing today?
Hi, what's this phone call all about?
This phone call is about the eBay purchase for iTunes gift card.
I didn't purchase that.
Okay, your number is, madam, it's 040-186-9980.
Yeah,
so through this number, it is showing the purchase has been made for the iTunes gift card. So if you are telling me, madam, you did not make this purchase, then that means this is a fraud purchase which has been made through your site, right?
When was it supposed to have happened?
It is showing the purchase has been made during last night at 10 o'clock.
No, definitely not.
Okay, so that means, madam, someone is misusing your personal information to make this kind of fraud purchases. All right.
Yeah.
So, can you just confirm me one thing, madam? Did you share your any kind of your personal information to anyone, like your
email
user ID or password to anyone?
No.
Or apart from you, anyone else use your eBay account?
No.
Okay.
I haven't got an eBay account.
Because the thing is that, madam, someone is misusing your personal information, so that's why I'm asking you. Because what happens, madam, like whenever you go online and surfing your internet or visit any kind of websites, at that point of time, there are lots of unwanted links or ads comes up on your screen, right? So maybe by mistakenly from your side, you have clicked on that unwanted ads or links. So that's why your information has been compromised. And that's why through that information, they made this kind of fraud orders. Like they have created this fake eBay account. And through that fake eBay account, they are making this kind of fraud orders, right?
Okay. Well, I don't remember doing that even accidental either.
Maybe it happens, madam, without your knowledge, madam. Right.
At 10 o'clock last night, I wouldn't have been on my phone either.
No. I'm not telling you that during last night, 10 o'clock, you made that mistake. I'm telling you, sometimes whenever you go online and searching your... So what we need to do, madam, as because this is a fraudulent order and this is a fraud activities going inside in your eBay account, so what we need to do, like we need to simply help you up to cancel that fraud order, and we need to simply help you up to cancel that charge which has been made for the $299. So nothing will going to be deducted from your side, okay?
Yeah, but I haven't got an account like that either.
Yeah, I understand that. So that's why, as because you don't have that eBay account, that means someone is misusing your fraudulent your information to create this fake eBay account. So what we need to do, we need to simply cancel it out and we need to simply block it. So nothing will going to charge you for $299, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, because we need to block those fraudsters, whoever misusing your personal information. So do one thing, madam, right at the moment, I do believe you are speaking to me with your mobile phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we are going to do, madam, we are going to simply help you up to generate the cancellation ID. So through that cancellation ID, we can just help you up to cancel that fraud order and block those person from your site, whoever misusing your personal information. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do I think with your mobile phone, can you just put me on the speaker?
Yeah, I am.
All right. And after putting me on speaker, madam, come back to your normal home screen where you can see your normal wallpaper over there, like all the icons, camera, gallery,
yeah.
And do you have a Play Store or App Store?
Yeah.
Open up that Play Store or App Store.
no, you're not scamming me either.
See, madam, if we are going to scam you, then we need don't need to call you back, because we can just do it from our side also. And because this is a fraudulent activity is going on, and you are telling me you did not make that purchase, so that's why I'm helping you have to cancel it. Because this purchase has not been made by your side, so why you are going to pay for this purchase? So we need to cancel that purchase, and we need to block that payment also, which has been made from your side. So nothing will going to be deducted from your side, and it will going to be securing your connection. Sorry?
How would they go about paying it when I've got no details?
What details?
How would they get that money if I've got no details?
As I told you before, madam, whenever you go online and surfing your internet, at that point of time, your information has been compromised. So whoever misusing your information, madam, they can just easily access of your information, your banking information, each and everything. Okay? So through that, they can just easily purchase this kind of fraud orders. So that is the thing, madam. We are trying to help you up to block it and cancel it for permanently. So in future, you will not face this kind of problem anymore. All right?
Okay.
So that's right. You are using an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone, madam?
It's an Android.
Android. So have you opened up your Play Store?
Yeah.
And in the Play Store, madam, what I'm going to do, I'm going to provide you the cancellation ID of our eBay. So type in over there, madam, all in lower cases, type eBay in the search bar, okay?
Yeah.
Have you typed eBay?
Yeah.
And after typing eBay, leave a space.
Yep.
Then type over there, quick support, quick as in fast, support as in help, quick support. eBay quick support.
One word or two words?
No, in one word, madam. eBay quick support. Quick support will be in one word. Quick support.
Okay.
So have you typed that in, eBay quick support?
Yeah.
And you need to search it. Did you search it? Have you searched it, madam? Should I tell you once again?
No, I'm typing it in again, but it's not letting me search it.
No. Have you opened up your Play Store, madam? Are you searching on the Play Store?
I type in eBay, like you said.
Yes. And after that, leave a space. Give a space over there. Then type quick support. After giving a space, type quick support.
Okay.
And now search it. And now what comes up?
What comes up is this device. It's got a QR code scanner, Shine, Fashion Shop, Bully Shopping, TeamViewer.
Can you see anything comes up like TeamViewer Quick Support?
TeamViewer Remote.
No. Not remote, madam. I'm telling you, TeamViewer Quick Support. Can you see anything comes up like TeamViewer Quick Support?
I typed that in, and it starts up in the top heading, but there's nothing down anywhere else.
No. Have you searched it, madam? After typing that in, eBay Quick Support, have you searched it? You need to search it.
Okay. It's not letting me do that.
Okay, I'm telling you what you need to do. Like, have you typed over there eBay?
I've typed in eBay Quick Support.
Yeah, just do one thing, remove each and everything. Remove each and everything. Remove each and everything. Remove that eBay Quick Support. Remove that.
Okay.
And are you in the Play Store application right now?
Yeah, I'll go back to it.
Yeah, you need to open up your Play Store. Open up your Play Store.
Yeah, I have.
Yes, and in the Play Store at the top, can you see there is a search bar where you can type anything?
Yes.
Yes, in that search bar, type in over there, madam. Type Quick Support. Only type Quick Support.
Oh, not eBay.
Not eBay, because it is not coming up. So just type over there Quick Support. Then it will come up, madam. Type Quick Support.
Okay.
And after typing Quick Support, you need to search it. And now can you see TeamViewer Quick Support?
I can see, yeah. It's all set install.
Install, yeah. Press on install. This is your one-time eBay cancellation ID application. So give a press on install.
Yeah.
And after giving a press on install, I do believe is it installing?
Yeah.
So in the meanwhile, madam, do you have a pen and paper with you?
Yeah.
Yes, just be handy with that pen and paper with you, madam. So whenever you get the cancellation ID, you can just write down that ID in a piece of paper, okay? So now the installation is completed. Can you see there is a open or is it still installing?
I think it's still installing.
Okay, if you can see open over there, just press on open.
It's coming up, complete account setup. I got one on account setup.
No, hold on, madam. It is for your Play Store. I think you have not done your account setup over there. So give a tap on continue. Tap on continue.
No, it's saying, what's the card details? I'm not doing that.
No. Over there, you will get to see skip option. Give a press on skip. Can you see skip?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Now, I do believe, is it installing, right? Can you?
Yeah.
Okay, so whenever you can see open, just let me know.
Okay.
Can you see open now?
No, it's still coming. Still nearly there.
Okay. So now you can see open or is it still installing?
Yeah, now it says open.
Yeah, press on open. And after giving a press on open, madam, what you can see?
Allow Quick Support to send you notifications. Allow, don't allow.
Yes, we are going to send you a notification for the cancellation. Give a press on allow.
Okay.
And after that, what you can see?
I accept the AULA and DPA.
Yes. Yeah, press on agree and continue. And after that, madam, you will get to see lots of advertisement over there. So what you need to do, you need to swipe your screen from right to left 3 times. Swipe your screen right to left 3 times.
Yep.
And now what you can see after that?
Not license activation.
Yes, we care for your privacy policy. So you will get to see there is an option like, I have read these terms and condition and agree. Can you see there is an option agree? Press on agree.
Okay.
And after that, what you can see?
It's still.
What is it saying?
Special app access required.
Can you see there is an option cancel? Press on cancel.
Okay. Yep.
And now what you can see?
How to connect to device.
Uh-huh.
Then it's got other words and then a number and send my ID.
Yes. Can you see your ID and there is a numbers over there? Can you see that?
I can see a number and then, send my ID.
This is your one-time cancellation ID number. You can see that number. That is the cancellation ID numbers. Okay? So you need to write down that ID number in a piece of paper. Then you need to confirm me that ID. So we can just activate this cancellation process. Okay? So write down that ID number in a piece of paper at first, madam, for the verification purpose. So have you write it down? Now just confirm me that ID. So we can just activate this ID for the cancellation purpose. Confirm me that ID.
So you want the number?
Yes. Read me out the number, madam.
Okay. 1616421051.
Okay. It's 1616421051, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, madam, in shortly, what I'm going to do, don't touch anywhere beyond that page. So, in shortly, you will get to see there is an option comes up like allow. So, we are activating this ID for the cancellation purpose. So, whenever you can see anything comes up like allow, give a press on allow. Okay? So, just hold on beyond that page at first. So, if you can see anything comes up like allow, give a press on allow. All right?
Okay.
So now, can you see anything comes up like allow at the right-hand side bottom?
No.
Hold on. It will come up, madam. Hold on. Can you see allow?
Yeah.
Press on allow. Yeah, press on allow. Press on allow.
Yeah.
And after giving a press on allow, madam, can you see there is an option like start now?
No.
Start now or start cancellation? Start now.
Still finding it.
Yes. And can you see there is an option like while using the app? Can you see option comes up like while using the app?
I'm just got to start now come up.
Yeah, start now. Start. Press on start now. Yeah, press on start now.
Yeah. Okay.
And can you see while using the app? Press on while using the app. Press on while using the app.
Yeah.
And now can you see anything comes up like welcome to eBay cancellation department? Can you see that?
No, it's just has connected to your device screen share. Oh, welcome to eBay cancellation department.
You can see that, right?
Yes.
Now you will get to see my name also. Just hold on. You will get to see my name. My name is Alan DeCosta. Can you see my name, Alan DeCosta?
Yeah.
Yes, and now in shortly you can see my job ID. Okay, just hold on. You will get to see that job ID also. Can you see my job ID?
Yeah.
Yes. So now, madam, you can understand that you are speaking to eBay right at the moment. You are not speaking to any XYZ company, right? And you are successfully connected to our eBay cancellation department. So what you need to do, madam, right at the moment, you need to minimize this page and come back to your normal home screen where you can see your normal wallpaper once again. Minimize this page. Come back to your normal home screen. Are you on the normal home screen?
Yes.
Yeah. And, madam, shortly we have lost your connection once again. So do one thing, open up that TeamViewer application once again, that TeamViewer quick support application. Open up that application.
Yeah.
And now can you see once again there's a number, 1616421051.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, madam, in shortly, once again, you will get to see allow. So whenever you can see allow, press on allow once again, as you did it before.
Okay, when it comes up.
Okay, it will come up, madam. I think your internet is a bit slow, so that is taking some time. Just hold on, it will come up. So if you can see allow, press on allow.
Okay, when it comes up.
Yeah, I think, madam, your internet is slow right at the moment.
Yeah, I'm using someone else's Wi-Fi. That's probably why.
You are connected to your Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just hold on. Now, can we see anything comes up like allow?
Not yet.
Okay. If you can see allow, press on allow. Can you see allow?
Yes.
Press on allow. Press on allow.
Okay.
And now can you see there's option like start now? Press on start now.
Okay. Yep.
Yes. And now once again you will get to see welcome to eBay cancellation department. Can you see that?
Still finding it.
Okay, just hold on, you will get to see that. I think your internet is a bit slow, so that is it will taking some time. Can you see welcome to eBay cancellation department? And you can see my name, Alan DeCosta.
Not yet.
It will come up, madam. Hold on. And now once again you will get to see my job ID, that is 724789. You can just write it down, my job ID also, for your verification purpose.
Yes, it's there.
Okay. And now just hold on, madam. In shortly, we'll get to see your wallpaper back once again. Can you see your wallpaper?
Yeah, it just come back itself.
All right. That's correct, madam. So right at the moment, madam, do you use your eBay? Like, do you have an eBay application in your cell phone?
No, I've never ever used it.
Okay. And sometimes, madam, what happens, like whenever you go online, and searching your internet or visit any kind of websites, madam, at that point of time, you receive lots of spam emails from your side. Like you have won a car, you have won a lottery, you are getting 50% discount on this product. Like this kind of emails you do receive, right? So did you...
I never opened those sort of emails. I just delete them.
Yes, that is correct, madam. You need to delete them. Because what happens, madam, whenever you clicked on that email, at that point of time, your information get compromised by those foreign unknown fraudsters.
Yes, I know that. But I know. If I get an email that I don't know who it's from, I won't open it.
Yes, that is correct. So now, ma'am, what you need to do, you need to just log into your email and just check. Did you receive any kind of spam emails or not, okay? So if you receive any kind of spam emails, just let me know. Don't need to open it up. We are going to help you up to cancel it, delete that emails from your side, okay?
Yeah, no, I haven't got any there now.
Like you can't see any spam emails?
No.
Okay, no worries. If you can't see any spam emails, no worries, madam. So now, madam, because you can understand, the purchase has been made from your site for almost $299, and as because they are using your personal information to make this payment authorized for $299. So can you just confirm one thing? Like, did you share your checkman? Like, did you have you checked your statement that any money has been debited by the name of eBay or not?
No. I've never used eBay in my life. Never.
No. I'm not telling you that you are using an eBay. I'm telling you the purchase has been made for the $299 already, right? So what you need to do is because they are making this payment from your side with the help of your bank. So what you need to do, you need to check your statement that any money has been debited by the name of eBay or not. If you can see any unauthorized transaction by the name of eBay, just do let me know so I can just help you up to cancel that transaction and provide you back your refund. All right?
Yeah, but I haven't got access to have a look at the statement. I don't do internet banking.
You don't use internet banking?
No. So I've got no way of accessing until I get a bank statement sent to me in the mail.
Okay, and when did you receive that last checking emails from yours, like banking emails from your side, madam? When did you last receive that?
I can't remember.
Like today or yesterday or day before yesterday?
What, you're talking about a bank statement?
Yeah, I'm talking about the bank statement.
No, I haven't received one this month yet.
Because you can understand, madam, the purchase has been made almost for $299. And as because you made this, like you did not make this purchase, so we don't want to lose any kind of your single penny from your side because it is not correct, right? So that's why we are trying to help you up to cancel it. So no worries, madam, if you don't know your purchase has been made. Can you just confirm me one thing, madam? As because they are misusing your banking information, right, and they are making this kind of purchases for $299, can you just confirm me one thing, like how much available balance you have in your banking account? Whenever you last your checkment, how much balance you have got in your banking account at that time? Like more than 1,000, below that, below than 1,000, or more than 5,000, below than 5,000?
I'm not sure about, I can't remember for sure.
Any rough idea, madam?
No, I haven't.
Okay, no worries, madam. So just hold on, madam. Let me talk to my accounts team, my accounts manager, because the purchase has been made, the money has been debited. So let me check and just I will let you know what you need to do to get back your refund, okay? Just hold on for a while. Just be with me.
Yeah.
Okay, are you there, madam?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had a word with my accounts team, my accounts manager, okay? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to, okay, just hold on. Okay, are you there, madam?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had a word with my accounts team, my accounts manager. So he told me that, like, as you are telling me that you are getting a statement through bank through offline, right? You don't do online banking, and you are getting a statement through offline, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you receive that? Do you receive a physical paper from bank, or
yeah,
you receive, yeah, you're receive,
yeah,
an email, madam? You receive an email, or it's a physical paper?
A physical paper.
A physical paper. So can you just,
yeah,
check that paper, madam? Can you just check that paper, like how much balance you have got last time?
Why does that matter?
As because, madam, the purchase has been made for $299 from your bank account. So that's why I'm asking you. Because you have that better idea of how much balance you have got, and whenever you are going to receive a refund from our side, then you can just have a better idea from your side. Okay?
Yeah, but whatever was in there then won't be the same now.
Sorry?
Whatever was in there then is not going to be the same now.
No, madam. You don't need to tell me any kind of your personal details, okay? Just I'm telling you, you need to check that, like how much available balance you have got last time whenever you take your last statement, okay? So you can just have better idea whenever you are going to receive a refund from our side. You have a better idea that you have received a refund for $299, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what I'm telling you. Just check it from your side. Just be handy with that paper.
Yes.
And check it, madam.
Yeah, but what am I checking for, though? There's nothing been coming out.
I'm telling you to check how much available balance you have got over there, madam. Last time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
below that 1,000, more than 1,000.
Well, I don't know. I'm not so safe telling you that.
Sorry?
I don't feel confident to tell you that.
Okay, no worries, madam. If you're not confident to tell me, madam, so don't need to tell me. So what I'm going to do, madam, I'm going to simply transfer this call to my accounts team, my accounts manager. So from here, he will gonna help you up to cancel that transaction and provide you back your refund. All right? So just hold on. I'm transferring this call to my accounts manager. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Just hold on.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Very good day to you, ma'am. Now, your line has been transferred to me. My name is Jack Edward, and I'm the financial officer from the accounts department. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, thanks.
Welcome. I do believe my previous colleague has explained you that each and everything, like what's going on at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. And I hope that he has explained to you, like, with your information, like, there are some purchase has been done, right? Of $299.
Yeah.
Is that correct? All right. I would like to, before going ahead further, I would like to first ask you a few things. Have you ever shared your personal information to any XYZ person?
No.
Okay. And when was the last time you visited to any kind of grocery store or petrol pump to purchase from your debit card?
Would have been yesterday.
Yesterday, right? And
yeah.
Do you remember, like, where you have visited, like, in the grocery store or somewhere else?
Yeah, it was a grocery store.
Okay. And do you remember the charge, like, what is the amount you have purchased over there? The exact amount?
Oh, it was only, like, $20 or $30. Wasn't much.
All right. Now, for your client information, let me just tell you. As we have checked, right, in our system, like, as these transactions, which we have put that on hold of $299, okay? So,
yeah.
At the moment, before it's going to be too late and like this charge can be authorized, okay, we have to stop that payment. That's why we have put that on hold, all right? And we have got to know here, like this charge has been done from Thailand, okay? Do you know anyone in Thailand or some another places outside the Australia?
No.
Because your card has been globally, like, used, okay, at the moment for the $299 payment for the iTunes gift cards, all right?
Wouldn't the bank get in touch with me if that's the case?
Come again?
Wouldn't my bank get in touch with me if that's the case?
Well, your bank is not, I don't know what about your bank, but at the moment, like, the thing has been happened, okay? So as I'm the financial manager, all right, so it is my responsibility, all right. At the moment, you are not talking with the eBay, all right. This is the financial branch of the Australia, all right, and I'm the financial officer. So I'm actually dealing the fraudulent cases, all right, like at the moment as the fraudulent charge has been happened with your account.
Oh.
So that amount, you will be going to refund it back, all right.
Fine. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, what was that?
I'm telling you that you'll be going to get it back, your amount, okay? Because the charge is already on hold. But the thing is, at the moment, like, this is the case of identity theft and the money laundering, all right? Because as this thing has going international, okay? So that is why it seems like somebody has used your personal information, like your banking details, and they have used it globally. So that is why it is a case of identity theft and money laundering. All right?
Yeah.
So in this case, all right, what we have done is we have transferred this case to the Federal Reserve of Australia, all right?
Yeah.
So they can inquire on this case, all right? Because as this is a, as you know that this is a case of identity theft, so we have to do something very special here. So we can just stop those persons to steal your identity in future, that this thing is not going to be happen again. This is not just the matter of $299, all right? $299 is just the amount. I'm not telling you that this is not a very big amount, but this is amount, all right? But
yeah.
At the moment, the main thing is matter, which is your personal details, all right, which has been misused. So that is why I've just forwarded the case to the Federal Reserve of United States. So they can inquire on this, and they can just suggest the solution, like what is the best thing that we can go ahead and do, all right?
Yeah.
So I just want you to just simply be on the line, all right?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So just wait on the line. And like once, as soon as the reply has been come from the Federal Reserve, I will be let you know.
Okay.
Yep. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. And when was the last time you have visited your local branch, ma'am?
When was the last time what?
When was the last time you have visited to your local branch?
Oh, I did. And I very, very often go in there.
Very often go in there. And don't you have any idea, like, when was the last time you visited, like, maybe 1 week, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months?
It has to be months, yeah.
All right. Like, have you ever noticed anything unusual on the bank? Like, some person is asking you about too many questions about your personal banking information?
No.
Or any of the teller?
No.
Okay. And have you ever shop online by using your cards?
Once, and that was about 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago.
All right. So might be the chances has been clear, okay? Because as you have used your card in so many places, like online, and like the departmental stores, all right? Because you see, what happened nowadays, like whenever we have checked that, okay, we have found that this thing has been involved with some online frauds, all right? Because some people, the persons who are hacking into your system, okay, they hacked your mobile information, okay, mobile IP. So with the help of that, whatever the things you do on your mobile phone, whatever the website you browse, they can track down your information from there, okay? And
okay.
In the physical process, like you can understand, like some persons whom you give your cards to, like pay for your bills or for your purchase, all right? They might be some person who can steal your card information. And
yeah,
this,
but no,
this
I don't give
thing,
my card.
There, this
I don't. Yeah, I don't give it to anybody. So.
But as this is a simply, this is the complete case of identity theft, so we are just still working on that. And I'm just simply waiting for the reply from the Federal Reserve, okay?
Yeah.
So just be on the line as soon as the reply has come, so I will be let you know with the instructions what you have to do.
Okay. Well, I've got an appointment in about a quarter of an hour.
Like when you have the appointment?
I have to leave in about 10 minutes.
You have to leave in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
And when you will be back?
Probably half an hour after that.
After an hour, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Not a problem. Then you can just do one thing, all right? In the meanwhile, like, don't you have any, like, is there any possibility to cancel or postpone that meeting?
No.
There is no possibilities, right?
No.
Okay. So it will be a 1 hour meeting. Okay. But I will be tell you one thing, all right? Like, we have to just wait, like, as we are waiting for the response from the Federal Reserve, because we have to follow their instructions. So you have to just keep two things in your mind, all right? That until and unless we are going to fix these things and secure your identity, okay? You have to keep these things very confidential, all right? Which means that you are not supposed to disclose this matter to any XYZ person, because we don't know, like, who is that person are doing with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the instructions, so you have to follow, okay? This is the protocol.
Okay.
And in the meanwhile, you can just do one thing. As you have to leave in 10 minutes, so you can just go and complete your meeting. And when should I ring you back? So we can just deal with the further thing.
In about an hour.
About an hour, right?
Yeah.
Not a problem. I will be going to call you back after an hour, okay?
Okay.
And in the meanwhile, you can just do one thing. Write down my name.
Yeah.
My name is Jack Edward.
How do you spell your last name?
It's Edward.
Edward.
Yeah, Edward.
All right? Yeah.
So when I'm going to call you, I will be going to say you my name, all right, Jack Edward, so you can understand that you are speaking with the right person, all right?
Yeah.
So not to worry about anything, just go and complete your meeting. Once you're back, I will be going to ring you, so we can just complete the further process. And till then, like, we'll be going to get the email from the Federal Reserve, so we can just follow all the guidance according to that, okay? And
okay.
Take decision. All right?
Yep.
So have a lovely day.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you. Okay,
welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.